Okay, sind wir kurz dazu, Tiff. Hey, Klee, siehst bei Tlei. So, if you have a Klee, one of the biggest issues of koshering is when you have all these cracks and crevices, so they really can't be kosher. So, a Klee siehst bei Tlei, it has like a patch. Same with the Indian, if it's in a way, siehst loch Hashem yesh tachas a Tlei mashu chametz be'en. So, the problem is when you have a patch, so you could have some chametz stuck in there. As I tell me cut the so Hagol is not gonna work, meaning hot water is not gonna work because it's not gonna penetrate onto the patch. So what you gotta do is you gotta burn it out with fire. And then after that you Hagol. So you take a blowtorch and then you do Hagol. And if there's no concern that this chametz there, meaning it's totally flat with the kli. As I am hayatzlay nasa kaidim shestam shabay chametz. So if the patch was there before it made into chametz, yachalagila kamashu. You can kasher it the way it is. The kamashu balas the chametz kachas vitul v'agala. The same way it absorbed chametz, so too it can spit it out. Avolim nishtamish tchila v'kli chametz. But if you use the kli for chametz first, and then achakav nasa v'satlay, and then you put the patch. This is all foreign to us because we don't know from patches. We just buy a new utensil. Then Hagol is not going to help under the tlai. You have to put there before the Hagol, you have to put coals there on the tlai in order to be malab in that place. And if the patch is there and it's connected with melted metal, what do you call it? Soldering. Or silver, yachalagilu, then you could kasher that with you. Bliyas the chametz nisif for us ba'atacha, meaning when they put on the patch, so then and they put it on with melted metal, then it burnt out the chametz. Vav medoicha, a medoicha is what do you call it? Pestle, a mortar and pestle, right? The thing you crush food. Dvarim, when you if it's a place that you smash sharp things in chametz biyachad with chametz together, let's say for example, chopped liver, and you put some crackers in there, you smash it all together, something like that. And sort of liban with onions, sort of liban kal needs liban kal. Then you fill it up with coals that are heated up. So you see a kol kach until the straw gets burnt on it from the outside. I think we saw that yesterday. That's this year. If you just use it to crush sharp things, sagi v'agola, then it's enough for agola. Question is, why does it need hagola? Right? I mean, what's the chashash? It's all you do is use it for spices. Right? So the answer is that because we're afraid that perhaps some sort of thing got in there, meaning a little bit of chametz got in there. Meaning you have a little bit of chametz that got crushed together with the sharp thing. So memele, you need to do hagol. But again, that's one of those chumra de Pesachs. Zayin, kelim shechzik ben yayin sarf lukiyun. Let's say you have a kli that you put in schnapps for a long time. That's going to be there. Meaning you store like barrels. Ain tam v'reich hayayin sarf niflat al yidei hagol. So then you can't do hagol on it because it sits in there for so long. Like for example, if you ever take an old schnapps glass, an empty bottle, and you put water in there, it's gonna get some taste of it, right? Even if there hasn't been alcohol in there for a while. Rock and bishulas and hate the for first you have to cook water in the glass with ashes, which nowadays we wouldn't use ashes. Nowadays we would use what do you call it? Not turpentine. That type of thing. Bleach or yeah, bleach or pneumonia, ammonia. Ammonia. Until the whole smell goes out of the glass. Myelin lahen achar kach hagola, and then hagola helps after that. Glass, he doesn't say glass, he means barrels of these probably means barrels, wood barrels, I'm assuming. He's going to say he's going to discuss the barrels now. Yeah. So Hagolas Achavas Yaseh B'Derel Zeh. So Hagolas Achavas, you do this way. Yalab, meaning you have to do a barrel. So yalab and avonav yisim, but you have to first heat up stones, put it in there. Then you pour on top of the hot rocks, boiling hot water from a kliyishon. You goggle the chavis, and then you roll around the chavis. Meaning the reason why you're doing this is because the water that you pour in there cools off. So if you put boiling hot rocks, then when you pour the water, the rocks reheat the water, and then it's like mamish cooking water in a barrel. Now, the reason why you can't just, it's not a metal pot, so you can't put it on the fire. Normally, the way we kasher pots is you put it on the fire and you boil up water. Can't do that with wood, obviously, but you want to make sure, but you can't, then you can't cook the water in a klirishon. So what are you going to do? You pour the water in, then you reheat it with the rocks. Bachovius. And our barrels that are made out of many pieces of wood that are stuck together with like a metal ring. If it held schnapps or if it held wheat, Hagola does not help because there's too many cracks in it. Now, like we said before, you can't kasher things with cracks unless you do with fire. You can't do fire because it's wood. So that's it's the same thing. Test. So we know there's a concept. I don't know if we had it yet, that in sometimes in place of if taste gets absorbed, so what you do is you peel it. You peel off a little bit, and then that's how much the taste penetrates. So when you peel it off, then you're okay. But that does not help for Hagola. Ella Dafka Hagola, you need Hagola because Hagola penetrates into the utensils way, way further than a klipa. You would call klisha any klee that you can't clean well when hanafel like a sifter the kishar rechayim
Can you
and
go back? What did you mean by a gullah penetrates more than a cleat? What is it?
what is it?
A gullah goes into the cleat,
Then a
right?
klipa, then a klipa. Shaving off,
But
just shaving off the top
a
layer, it
gullah
doesn't
does
work.
more than
Yes,
klipa. Okay,
it
fine.
penetrates further. Yeah. You would call klisha yashal any klee you can't clean well when hanafel. Like a sifter, kishar rechayim, the wheat, what do you call it? Sacks, a sack of wheat, b'chein salim, baskets, and a shtam shem chametz, a useful chametz, ribeisen, and that ribeisen is a grater. Anything with little cracks in, b'chein kli shepivtzar, any kli that the mouth is very small, like a bottle of wine, b'yashal, you can't get in there, aishayesh lekanim, or it has, tubes like reeds, which can't be cleaned. Like Mahani Le'agol, the Nagol doesn't work, which is why a lot of times wine decanters and these type of things that can't work. And also kaisis. A lot of people have kais, and the kais has a lip. So how do you know that if some it's not stuck in the lip there? But really, you shouldn't be able to kasher it. But the Paiskim all say that you can kasher them because they're not used for hot, just used for wine. Maybe it gets washed in a sink. So those are all a far out chashash. So the Paiskim, the contemporary Paiskim say that you're allowed to kasher these. These utensils, as long as they're not used with actual hot chametz. Oh, so here we get into the big chumrah. People, should you line your refrigerator? Should you line your cabinets? Those type of things. The only difference between our cabinets and the case that the Kitzur is about to talk about is that he's talking about where you put hot food in the cabinet, and this in our cabinets, and we never put hot food in there. So that's one major difference. So, but the boxes that you put oichel in it, you put food in it, kol hashana, the whole year. Now, even there, you put it in a, you're not putting it the food straight in. You're putting it on a utensil. You're putting it in a kli. But sometimes it spills. Sometimes the soup spills out from the pot. Sweeping heksher kal, just needs a light heksher. Dahainu shemaron aleim roisin. You pour water on it, which is exactly what we do with our counters, right? Really make her a din, you just pour hot water on the counters and that's enough. But that's you can only it only works. This is a big mistake people make. It's very bad when somebody calls up and asks after they finish koshering the whole kitchen. They say they did the following and it's really not good. Basically you have to pour from the klirishon straight onto the counter. You can't use another utensil to do that. So vidafka that's only from the kli that you pour the water. And you don't throw the water on there. You pour it with a kiluach. And meaning you have to pour it straight from the pot that was on the fire. You can't use a middle pot. And the tables, The shulchan, the table, the minig is to heat up a stone. When even ala shulchan, you put it on the table, the shayfan aleim, ricekin, and then you pour the hot water on top of it, and you take the stones from place to place. But even you mind ricekin up tray kula, that there's hot water on the whole thing. But speaking of shavshav and mekaidim, you have to clean them very well first. V'achar meis leis yachshiru, and then after 24 hours, then you make them kosher. But there are many, this is pasidim, there are many that even after they kasher it, they don't still don't use it. Ella priestess mapa idavaracher, only putting a mapa on it or something else.
The iron doesn't help you use
yes,
a pot in the
yes,
middle, or does?
Yes, thank you. The iron replaces that whole thing.
So you could
the
use
iron.
You don't have to take a pot from the fire. You can use a pot in the middle and then use
correct,
iron.
But that's only because the iron is reheating it. Yeah, the same thing with the stones. You don't have to put the stones. You can just use an iron. Yud beis yadis a kalim tzrichin gam kein hechsher. The handles of the kalim. Many people think that the handle doesn't need a hechsher, but it does. Right, so you have to kasher the handle, but there's a leniency. A lot of times when you're kashering a pot, you're putting it into another pot. The handle doesn't go. Yochel asher as a yad v'shvichas roisun alav. You're able to kasher the yad with just pouring hot water on it. Yud gimel. What are we going up to? Including you, Dalit? You give a kol klisha siyav a kol amidah tzrichin gam kein agola. Any drinking, anything used for drinking and measuring, they also need agola. Why? It's cold, so what do you need agola for? Because we're afraid it sat there for 24 hours, right? Or some chametz got stuck on there, etc. Klishukas and glass. Now you give him elu. We don't do hagola on glass. That is the custom. Sfardim do. Right? Fine. Behituch schuchas schmelts. Einlem takana b'hagola. And the same thing when you have something that's coated with glass. That's a lot of times our what do you call it? China. Yeah. So there's no takana hagola. Avosagi who believe in kal. It's enough with believe in kal, which is just, you know, light fire. Same thing with a crusher. You can only do agola with water. You can't have anything mixed in it. Even ashes. And if you do too many utensils in a vat, so that the water gets so thick, like sort of like a mikvah, she was mourning. Right, ain't my view and man, then you can't use that water for hagol anymore. Yeah, so that's one of the issues with chocolate. The only way to kasher chocolate is with chocolate. So the hechsherim use a heter where they allow the first run of the chocolate to kasher it, and then that whole that's the kashering. But some others hold that's not allowed. So that's why you have a shtukel machloikis about kashering with chocolate. Okay, we'll stop over there with that one.